I hope you ladies don't get tired of me saying this, but I have to say that we are in full tilt holiday mode. And I want to be clear that I know that this time of year means different things to different people. So I want to preface this episode, and I want to start off by saying, take what you need from this episode and leave what you don't. So with that being said, today I want to talk about holiday traditions, specifically holiday food traditions. And if we're not careful, we can let them derail all of our health and wellness goals and the progress that we've made or that we are currently making. Now, last week, I talked about how it's important to make a concerted effort to keep it moving and to consistently do some form of exercise during this time of year, because we all know that we are more likely to indulge or even overindulge for that matter. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you three simple ways you can establish new thoughts centered around traditional holiday dishes. So if that sounds like a plan, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach, and I am so happy to be winding down this 2023 with you. Can you believe that these are the last few weeks of 2023, y'all? Like, wow, where did the time go? Where did it go? All right, so I also want to say that if you want to end this year on a high note with some additional support, then click on the link below in the show notes. And I always say show notes. Click on the link in the show notes to be a part of the Facebook community. It's where you're going to find daily support and contests and all those good things and all the women who are on the same journey as you. So if you want to be a part of that community, please click the link below. All right, so let's get into some holiday traditions and how, if we're not careful, they can derail our weight loss or our maintenance goals. And I want to start off by sharing my experience with this. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a bit, then you probably know that I competed as a natural figure competitor for many, many years, and that was many, many years ago. And I will tell you that I struggled a lot with the holidays. From the aspect of wanting to partake in the holiday festivities, but also staying on track with my nutrition so that I could be competitive on stage. It was a constant tug of war on my brain. It was like, eat the macaroni and cheese. Don't eat the macaroni and cheese. Okay, just eat all the macaroni and cheese. You know the drill, the guilt that's associated with indulging in all the foods that you know that are present at work and at holiday parties, at school and church events, open houses, days leading up to the holidays, and then even after the holidays. Food and not so healthy food at that is everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. And here's what I want you to zoom in on and take away today. If you want to, I want you to enjoy any of the food that you want to, guilt-free. If that's your choice, enjoy it guilt-free. The goal of this episode is not to shame you into not eating the food around you, because let's be honest, A, it's not realistic if I did, and B, I would be a hypocrite, because I definitely indulge and even overindulge a bit. But the goal of this episode is to talk about you giving thought to establishing some new traditions or giving you some new ideas and perspectives. Now, I say give thought to establishing some new traditions because I know if you go in saying that you're going to change some of your world famous dishes, then you might have some unhappy campers on your hand. I for certain know that if I changed the way that I made my banana pudding, my mother would definitely be an unhappy camper. I'm not trying to cause ruckus during your holiday get-togethers. I know that many of us grew up and love some of our holiday traditions and dishes. For me, many of them bring back good memories and joy. So if that's the case, I'm not telling you to change all of that. But because we know that many of the traditions and some of our traditional dishes eaten in excess can really derail our progress and really take you completely off course, and I'll say if you let it. So I want to talk about it and give you some simple things to think about to be proactive and also to give you some options. The first thing you can do is think about the power of mindful eating. And I talked all about this in episode 31, 5 Tips on Mindful Eating. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please do, because I give 5 simple strategies on mindful eating. And for the sake of time, I'm not going to go over all 5 of those steps. I'm not going to revisit all of those strategies again, but I really want to revisit one of those strategies, which is the environment and atmosphere in which we eat. I want to talk about that as it relates to the holidays. Now, we are in the midst of all the holiday parties and dinners, and a lot of time will hopefully be spent in good conversation with family and friends, and you might not even be paying attention to how much and how fast you're eating. So one of the things that I want you to do is to pay attention to the pace in which you eat. If you slow down and enjoy the food and the conversation, that will help you to manage your portions better. Because if you're like me, you might get so caught up in the conversation that you don't even realize that you finished your plate, let alone you remember the taste. The second thing that you can do is explore creative and different alternatives to traditional, and if I can say that right, to traditional holiday dishes. Now, I know there's probably nothing better in the world than your world-famous macaroni and cheese. But think about this. Is there an alternative, or can you replace some of the ingredients with better ones? For example, replacing some of the bread and adding quinoa or wild rice in your dressing or stuffing for added protein and fiber. Or making cauliflower mashed potatoes instead of your traditional mashed potatoes. Now, hear me out. There is a better way to make it, or there is a different way to make it that will taste just as good. Trust me, it can be lighter and it can be a lower carb alternative. You can steam or boil the cauliflower until it's really tender, and then you can blend it with Greek yogurt. You can add garlic and a bit of Parmesan cheese, and you can make it creamy and flavorful, and it can be just, I won't say just like, but almost close to your favorite mashed potatoes. You can season it with some salt and pepper, and you can even add some chives to the mix to make it, again, taste close to your typical mashed potatoes. But if you make it this way, then you're adding some extra nutrients and you're reducing the overall calorie content. And let me tell you, this one is good. It is chef's kiss. Trust me. I'm actually going to put this recipe in the show notes. So the point is for you to think about creative and flavorful and healthy alternatives to your standard traditional holiday dishes. And I encourage you to do this, especially if you're the one that's in charge of either A, setting the menu, or you have to bring in a dish to a potluck dinner of some sort. And the third tip is to stay consistent and motivated when you're outside of the holiday gatherings or parties. There are 4 or 5 other meals throughout the day that you have the opportunity to quote unquote get it right. Meaning that just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you have to throw in the towel and throw all caution to the wind for the rest of the year. You have the opportunity to stay on track with your health and wellness goals, and you don't have to give into the mindset that you will gain weight during the holidays. That's a mindset, and you don't have to give into that mindset. If you know that you have a dinner or a holiday get together, let's say on a Tuesday evening, then you need to stay consistent and eat a nutrient-dense breakfast, lunch, snack, and also stay hydrated throughout the day. By the time the party comes, you should have your normal dinner portions. Again, eat what you like, but if you fueled yourself with nutrient-dense foods throughout the day, then you shouldn't be ravenous and ready to eat anything that's nailed down by the time that you get to your get-together. All right, ladies, there you go. Those are my tips on creating new and nourishing rituals. As a recap, 1, I want you to engage in mindful eating and listen to episode 31 for a deep dive on that. And 2, explore creative alternatives to traditional holiday dishes. And 3, stay consistent and motivated and remember the true reason for the season. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.